Blow, media tests narrative that trans shooter was victim rejected by Christian parents. By Hannah Blow on March 29, 2023. The establishment media is testing a new religion-centered narrative about the transgender shooter who allegedly murdered six at a Nashville Christian school. While several media outlets strategically omitted details of the shooter being transgender on social media initially, a new narrative has appeared to emerge. A report from the Daily Mail now asserts that the 28-year-old suspect, Audrey Hale, was rejected by her Christian parents as they reportedly refused to allow Hale to use he/him pronouns or dress as a man under their roof. From the Daily Mail's report, Hale would leave the home to change outfits. The outlet cited a well-placed source who said the parents did know about it but they just didn't accept it. The Daily Mail framed it this way on March 28. 20 years later, after being rejected by her Christian family when she came out to them as gay, Hale had turned into a killer. The tone appears to place at least partial blame on the shooter's Christian family. Ironically, based on reports, Hale still lived with her parents. So it remains unclear how much they could have rejected her as they continued to put a roof over her head. The establishment media has gone out of its way to kneel to the demands of the radical left, going as far as essentially apologizing for accurately describing the shooter as a woman. There was confusion later on Monday about the gender identity of the assailant in the Nashville shooting. Officials had used she and her to refer to the suspect, who, according to a social media post and a LinkedIn profile, appeared to identify as a man in recent months, the New York Times said on social media. Police on Monday afternoon said that the shooter was a transgender man. Officials had initially misidentified the gender of the shooter, USA Today said. Police, meanwhile, said they have reason to believe Hale had plans for more attacks, including against members of her own family. But police fatally shot her on the scene before she could unleash more carnage. Several social media users highlighted the bizarre tone of the Daily Mail's assertions. Ah yes, blame the Christians for the mass shooting. FFS, can media like a Daily Mail get any more disgusting and deranged? One Twitter user asked. You're not even trying to hide your anti-Christian bigotry, another observed. Since when do hurt feelings justify murder? Answer, they don't, one said as another added. Why do you make excuses for mass murderers? According to reports, the shooting suspect texted a friend on Monday stating, I'm planning to die today. She also hid guns in the house of her parents, whom the media apparently believes rejected their daughter. A report from the Daily Beast claims Hale's parents told her to sell her gun and were unaware she had any others. Meanwhile, Elon Musk's Twitter is restricting accounts of conservatives warning about the upcoming Trans Day of Vengeance in the wake of the school shooting. Related, CCTV footage released of Nashville shooter Audrey Hale. Correction, the headline of this article was changed to reflect that it is an opinion piece. Breitbart News differentiates its opinion pieces by putting the writer's name at the beginning of the headline followed by a colon.